portion of our show brought to you by the Coffee Council. It turned cold here this week, and the car doors freeze, and helps to have some hot coffee to throw on them and thaw them out. There you go. Car did not want to start this morning. There you go. The heater never warmed up. So you think about your brother-in-law, you know, spending a couple weeks down in Key West and out on the beach, their house. They've sent you pictures of that. It's their Christmas card. Why would you do that to another person? Playing tennis, and here you are, you're suffering. There are bears on the entrance ramps, the freeway, right here in St. Paul. I don't know about Minneapolis, but St. Paul. So you have to take the side streets, and on the side streets, you confront all of these Canadians, frostbacks, who are on their snowmobiles. They come with their walruses and their sea lions and their seals. And sometimes there are walruses who've been raised by sea lions, and so they imitate sea lions, but actually they're walruses. It's complicated. They're all out there. It's hard weather, messy creatures and piles of walrus scat or sea lion scat. Yep, that's a sea lion right there. Or it's a walrus impersonating a sea lion, I don't know. And these people vote in elections, and so the legislatures, you know, start to look very different and just...
Oh, yeah. We're looking different.
Slow on the uptake, you know? They're from way, way up north. We should have built that wall up along the border. I told you that. Should have kept those people out. There. Canadians, and very hard to tell them from Americans unless you can get them to say the word about.
About.
Uh-huh. Or trout.
Or trout.
Mm-hmm. Or eel pout.
Eel poot. About house. Goose.
That's a whole other thing, eel poot, but we're not going to get to that, are we?
Oh, no, we're not. Oh, no, don't get there.
So, what can you do? What can you do with all of this? We're up against Canadians moving in and everything, moving into your house.
Yep.
What can you do? Coffee, that's what we need. You need to be constantly vigilant. Coffee. Drowsiness is what you've got to avoid, and that's the enemy. Stay awake. In St. Paul, Orinoco, where the regular and mocha, it's coffee.
You can argue and debate it, just be sure it's caffeinated black coffee. Coffee helps you do your duty in pursuit of truth and beauty. Serve it after the dessert to keep the company alert.
Gives you that certain radiance to drive away Canadians.
So as they go away, they'll turn and say that's awfully strong coffee.
Coffee, that's for sure.